In today's podcast, we are talking about surviving the storm because I know that there are a lot of us that are out there that have storms brewing, even as we go through our business, even in our personal life. And I'm glad for those of us who are already surviving the storm. But today we're going to talk about what are some key things you need to understand about the storm. We will see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches Podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of She Launches Podcast. I am excited, turned up as normal about what we're going to talk about today, surviving the storms, because I know that we are out there. And we're going to talk about that a little bit, because I have a little bit of something to be able to share with you with that. And as I said, if you listen to yesterday's podcast, is that we are going to be co-branding here in like 2 minutes. I'm really, really excited to be able to announce that. So make sure you come back and you keep coming back to hear that announcement, to hear what's going on, because it is incredible. As a matter of fact, what I might do is bring on one of the co-founders of the company that I'm going to be co-branding with. I'm a co-founder with them. I might bring her on. She doesn't even know I'm saying this on this episode. So I'm going to get her on and we're going to do an episode together and talk about what we're doing on this co-branding thing, because I'm telling you, you are going to want to be along for that ride. So that's going to be coming up 2 minutes, not 2 minutes in this episode, 2 minutes, figuratively speaking, that I'm going to be making that announcement. So make sure you're paying attention to that. If you need some resources, go over to SheLaunchesIt.com while it's still available. Get what it is you need, because I'm going to be moving that over to where I'm going to be co-branding. And so go over there now so you can see what's there. Otherwise, you're going to have to catch it on the other side. That will be okay as well. So oftentimes, I think that what I do on the podcast is in line with the season that I might be going through. And sometimes it's based on something God drops in my spirit. Sometimes it's something I heard, something that I saw, whatever the case may be. But right now I am in this season where things are, when I tell you, rough, it's raging. I'm talking about folks dealing with evictions, lights going off, trying to find money every single day. And you know that saying that said you're trying to rob Peter to pay Paul? Me and my girl, this is what I said the other day. We looking for Peter because we trying to rob him. Now, that might be wrong, and some of you super saved might be offended by that. Please don't take offense to that. That's me talking to my girls with a joke of saying, listen, we so down, we looking for Peter because we trying to rob Peter to pay Paul because of some of the things that are going on, right? So you might find yourself in a situation like that. and you are trying to figure out, how do I get through it? I had to get on my knees the other day and ask for God's forgiveness, because I realized that what had continued to be in my spirit was what I was focused on. And the focus was on something that wasn't God, right? And I just had to ask for forgiveness, because sometimes when you are in a downtrodden place, you see the problem, you see the storm, like the storm is in front of you, the storm is here. And sometimes we're waiting on God. So God is not right here, but the storm is here. So how do I fight through the storm? The first thing I had to do was I had to pay attention to where my focus was. The pastor that guest spoke at our church this Sunday, his messages literally shifted my life. One of the things, there are two things he talked about that I think is going to help us in today's message, talking about, you know, how do we survive the storm? So one of the things that he said is, he was talking about faith. And he said, we don't have a faith problem. Watch this. He said, we are not lacking as believers. We're not lacking in faith. We got faith oozing. We don't even need to hear the messages on faith no more. And, you know, I'm paraphrasing, maybe adding a little bit to what he said, but go with me. There is not a problem with faith. The problem is what we have our faith in. And I said, oh my God, some of us, myself included, have faith in what the bank account says, right? Some of us have faith in our job. Some of us have faith in our marriage. We have faith in a lot of things. And when the storm is brewing, that can tend to shed light on where your faith is. My Lord and my God, I'm telling you, it shifted me. And when I heard that, it made me see that, okay, if you are focused on that money, then is your faith in that money? Now watch this. That doesn't mean the storm isn't still brewing. But like the preacher said, his name was Manny Arango. Like the preacher said, if I gotta have faith, I may as well have faith in God, my Lord and my God. Y'all hear, I'm preaching re-preaching a sermonette. If I gotta have faith, I may as well have faith in God. Because here's what I know, is that I'm a fighter. God, this is, listen, I'm talking to you out there. If you are a fighter, because you're still here. And if you are a fighter, what you do know is you're gonna survive the storm. Right? It's not going to take you out. It might be raging. It might be a category 4. I'm not trying to minimize the storm. I'm not trying to lessen the storm. But what I do know is that I have faith in my Father that I will get through the storm, because I've always gotten through the storm. Let that bless you. You've always gotten through. We ain't got to like it. We don't have to. We might be mad about it. We might be wondering where God is, but we got to have faith in the storm. You might say, well, this is not a podcast on launching. Well, it may be a podcast on launching your faith today. That's what we're talking about. How do we, because we're launching the business, we're launching our faith. We reactivating. We're getting our faith back in line with where it is we need to have it in order to do the doggone things we need to do. Right? That's what it is. We have to have a recalibration, if you will, of faith. And asking ourselves, what is my faith in? And I just decided when I went on my knees and I started praying again and asking God for forgiveness, because, you know, when you are a believer, I'm going to finish that statement. When you are a believer and you are walking right, most of the time you're doing right stuff, right? You're doing right. You're living right. You're doing stuff right. So I like to, like, I'm asking God to forgive me every day for sins seen and unseen, known and unknown. But there are times when I know, like, God, I've failed in that area, because I'm trying to exercise my faith in a different way. And there I had my focus in the wrong place, and I didn't have it focused on you in the way that I needed to focus on you. And for that, I'm asking for your forgiveness, right? Like, I don't want to have those, God forgive me for eating that cookie type forgiveness prayers, right? I want to be able to speak to my daddy in a way that is authentic, and I can say that, God, I didn't live up to who you are and where you want me to go in that particular place. That doesn't mean that I'm not afraid. That doesn't mean that worry doesn't come, because just because we shouldn't worry don't mean that we don't worry, right? We still worry. We still, and if you don't, write us something to let me know how you get around worrying or stressors, because they come, and it's about how we deal with them, right? And so I want us to be in a place, I want to be in a place where I am making sure that my eyes are focused where they should be focused, because the storm is going to be the storm. And am I focused on the storm, or am I focused on the Father who can get me through the storm? And if God decides that it is incumbent upon me to have to go through the storm, then I am putting it back on God to help me to get through it. My Lord and my God. If it is God's desire to allow me, for whatever the reason is, to go through the storm, then I'm putting it back on my daddy to be able to help me to get through it. And I think you should challenge him the same way, right? And so, because this is what I told my girl, what I do know is that we're going to get on the other side. What I do know is that we're a fighter. What I do know is that we're not quitters. That's what I know. I know that for a fact. And so some of the things that you have to do, you have to know that you're going to get through the storm, because God has always gotten you through the storm. You have to know that if he's allowing the storm to occur, or he's not stopping the storm, that in some way there is something that he is, that we maybe can get through the storm, something that we can see through the storm, something that we can learn through the storm. Again, we ain't got to like the way God gives us the lessons. Most of the time we don't. But we have to honor that our Father knows what it is that he's doing, right? We have to honor that. Now, the next thing that I wanted to say really quickly is, this was something, this Bible verse that I'm about to read, that the Pastor Arango talked about, was like, you know how sometimes you read the Bible and you heard the stories, and then somebody says, and you're like, I never saw it that way. That's what happened to me. So this is in Luke in chapter 8, starting at verse 19. I'm actually going to start at verse 22. So Luke 8, verse 22, and it was talking about where winds and the waves obey Jesus. And it's a story that said, now it happened. I'm reading in the New King James Version. It says, now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. And then they launched out, but then they sailed and he fell asleep. And I won't keep going, but you know, in the story, the winds came and the winds blew, and they went to Jesus and said that we are perishing. We gonna die. And then he said, you know, oh, ye of little faith. And he, you know, told the wind to, you know, stop, and the wind obeyed him, and so on and so forth. But, and, you know, he said, you know, just have faith. And this is the part that Pastor messed me up with. He said the answer was in the first part where Jesus said, let us cross over to the other side of the lake. He said the full answer was right there. Because the first thing is that Jesus said, my Lord and my God, if this is what the Father said, we need to obey. He said, Jesus said, so that's where the power was. But this is how he flipped it. This is how Pastor flipped it, and it just messed me up. He said, let us go to the other side of the lake. Here's the question you should ask yourself in what you're dealing with. Is this the other side of the lake? My Lord and my God, messed me up. Is where you are at right now, the storm that you may be going through, is this the other side of the lake? Because Jesus said, let us get into the boat and go to the other side of the lake. If Jesus said we're going to the other side of the lake, we're going to the other side of the lake. And if this is not your other side of the lake, you can rest knowing that there's something else coming. And that's what I told when I called my girl about that Sunday. I called her and said, listen, I kind of paraphrased like I'm doing for you guys and told her about this. And I said, what we absolutely know is that this is not the other side of the lake. That's what I know. That's what I can stand on. That's what I find strength in. That's where I get the power from, in understanding that what we may be going through in our business, what we may be going through in our personal life, what we may be going through in our family, is not the other side of the lake. My Lord and my God, I feel it. It is not the other side of the lake. And if we are in the storm, God has the ability to tell the storm to stop, to be quiet. But in the event that he don't, he said we was going to the other side of the lake. I don't know how we gonna get through it. I don't know how you might get through it. I don't know what might be in your pathway. But what I do know is that you can ask yourself, is this the other side of the lake? And if it's not the other side of the lake, you're going to get through it. It's just that simple. It might be hard. It probably is going to be hard. It could require loss, right? And loss is I'm talking about in anything. It could be loss of you might be in a storm where someone, you know, a loved one, it might be end of life for them. It might be the loss of money, loss of a job, loss of a relationship, loss of a house, loss of something. Loss of a business. It could be anything. And so there may be loss. But if it is loss, when the Bible talks about it all working together for the good of them that love God and being called according to his purpose, that's what we can rest in, is that it's all going to work together. And I have to, this has been my saying this year. All this might be true, and I ain't got to like it. I ain't got to like it, but that doesn't make it any less true. And so because I know that, and I'm honoring when I'm talking about I ain't got to like it, I don't have to like it, I'm honoring my feelings about it, but I also know that I'm going to get through it. I also know that I am going to get through it. And that is what gives me peace. That is what gives me hope. That is what, when I wake up the next morning and I might start thinking, because like sometimes I might start thinking about what I was thinking about the night before, and maybe it's something that's worrisome, right? It may be, you know, I was worried about this going to sleep. I went to sleep, I woke up, that worry met me. When I opened my eyes, I can still rest assured. I can say, this not the other side. And my Father, it has never left me nor forsaken me, and he's not going to leave me now. And this not the other side of the lake. Matter of fact, I know he showed me the other side of my lake is Canaan, right? I've already seen it. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. So this is just a rough spot that I have to get through. This is a rough spot that you might have to get through. But the other side of the lake is coming. It's there because he said it. He said it. This is what he told his disciples at that time. And so rest assured that you understand that for your life, metaphorically, there's another side of the lake. And that's what I want you to rest in knowing, and I want you to rest in understanding, and you can begin to shift your mind, right, to that thinking, to understand that, hey, my girl said, you know, I wish this was the end of the month. I wish I could just see what was on the other side. I wish we was on the other side of the lake. Oh my God, I wish we were on the other side. You ever feel that way? I just want to be on the other side of it. But there is something that we are getting, and there's something that I believe that God wants us to understand. And this is another thought. The last thought is that today when I was thinking about this, I just said that, God, maybe I'm not in the right place that you want me to be in. And this storm is helping me to think a certain way, do a certain thing to get to a certain place. Think a certain way, do a certain thing to get to a certain place, because I can always look back and say, this was something I learned in that storm. And had I not gone through that storm, I wouldn't have seen this. I wouldn't have pivoted this way. And I think that sometimes that God might be allowing storms to happen to pivot us into seeing what he wants us to see, so we can do something in a particular way that he wants us to do it. That doesn't mean that what we were doing was wrong. That just means that he wants it to be a little bit more right. That might set somebody free right there. He just might want it to be a little bit more right. So I hope that there was something that I said that was a blessing to your spirit. You see, I'm turned up about this thing, but this is where I'm at, and this is what I'm giving. God, I thank you for my family that is listening to this podcast. I pray that there was something that I said, God, in your glory and your honor, that will be a blessing to the minds and the hearts of your people. Give us the strength to endure, the strength to get through storms, the strength to understand what you want us to see, why we're there. Because at the end of the day, God, we are not on the other side of the lake. We know what you said in your word, and we are challenging you on your word, God, to either help us to get through it or get us to the other side. Well, either way, God, we want you to be glorified. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I will see you guys on the next episode. Hey, sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.